This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Not the first jock ever to fall asleep at the station. No.
Put moron number two on the phone.
They're on air, the ones that do fall asleep.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Middle of the night, Archie was listening.
Yeah.
Pancake party. Snores
happening
down the
mall. Righto, finish up.
Big one coming up. What do we got?
Ned Brockman.
Oh, yes, please.
Run across the bloody country.
4,000 km.
It's outrageous what he's done. And raised nearly $2 million.
Yep.
Superstar young 23-year-old man. Can't wait for that. Hose with some nice feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some
little
topics. Brownless near to the top, which always worries me.
It's a good one, Jim. It caught my attention.
Did it really?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, all right. Yes. So catching my attention's the bronze head.
Yes.
Nice to see you again, second day in a row back from Fiji.
All I can say is new day, new dawn.
Right.
Whatever that means.
What does that mean?
Well, we get over yesterday, Jim. There's a few little hiccups.
You didn't really burst out of the blocks.
No. No good first up, as Ralphie said. Not sure about second up, but it takes me a few to get going. But a new day, and I've got some good stuff.
Have you?
Just we'll have a listen to this. Thank you, Rabbits.
So Melbourne getting the job done over Adelaide, currently up by 28 points. 6-4-40, currently leading Adelaide 1-6-12 midway through the second quarter.
You want to know what that noise in the background? That was Ross devouring a thick shake at world record pace.
We don't
Ross
want
the
him.
Boss.
We don't want him going to St. Kilda.
We need him on Sundays.
We need him
it's
on Triple M.
It's must listen to.
Yeah, on Sundays.
Yeah, I like how he rolls.
We got any other Rosses?
Oh, you give me a little bit. Yeah, I'll get him for you in a minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you just had him there.
You had him all there.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Bartholomew.
There?
What sort of actor are you bringing to the table?
Exactly. I can see where the old dog was no good yesterday, and it's just moved over here.
Finds Mitchell. No. He didn't really go that far, but it ended up coming back to him.
Any others?
I can isolate it for you.
No.
Oh,
no.
There he is.
But guess what they say when you film a commercial, Jim? What does the producer say?
That's a wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches at the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
KO Sports, of course.
Yes.
Thank you very much. KO XT20. What does that mean, Rebs?
It'll be about the T20 World Cup.
That worked well, didn't it, Jim? That
the XT20?
No.
It did not.
AFL.
Let's ask Ross.
No.
Collingwood have delisted 3 more players. Jack Magden, Jim,
yes.
Rabs,
Magden,
Caleb Poulter, Poulter with the long hair, he'll go to Adelaide, and Cooper Murley.
Oh, you got that one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So those three boys have gone there. Essendon have axed 3 players. Braden Hammy.
Ham.
Alec Waterman. He was going all right. He was kicking some goals there for a while.
Played a bit of footy, both of them this year.
Exactly, and Cody Brand. And our man Ross Lyon, Tom Brown.
Oh, now.
Caught up with him. He was reporting for Channel 7. That's caught it. Up
just
with Ross.
Down at RSEA Park.
Well, I think at the front of Andrew Bassett's house, the president.
Hello. Yeah. In his own joint.
And yep. Got door stopped.
It was actually great to see you, Ross.
Good to see you, mate.
Great to see you too.
Hello, buddy.
Can I just ask you briefly if you're interested? I know you got commercial interest in the St Kilda job.
I just had a meeting inside then, so yeah, it's a big step, isn't it?
CEO Simon Lethlean was also there, joining discussions around lunchtime.
Have they offered you the job, Ross?
Hey, no, we just had an initial discussion.
It's fair to say you've got initial interest?
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't come and meet, you know. But look, it's a delicate time, you know, for everybody. So it's not easy coaching an AFL club. Thanks, Tommy.
Oh, now, here's my thinking, Bill.
What do you get out of that?
They've got, I thought it might have been RSEA, but it's at the president's joint.
Yeah.
So Tom Brown at the front.
Yes.
Mitch Cleary at the back.
Oh.
So if Ross the boss has a look out,
yes,
sees Tom Brown and thinks, I don't actually want to walk into this.
No.
He tries the other exit.
And there's Mitchie.
And there's the Maasai Warrior.
Two-pronged attack.
I think it was a two-pronged attack. So if you get through Malcolm Marshall, you then got Michael Olding to deal.
Joel Garner.
But Bill.
So who said I'm out the front?
Well, I think Tom Brown. And the Masai knows that, you know, first among equals.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I don't think.
There's a bit going on there, Jim. It's been going on for a couple of months
now. They say no, but we say yes.
Exactly. Hey, I was just thinking, his assistant, because they got Lenny there now. Yeah, Lenny's already at St Kilda, which would be great.
Enormous Lenny.
But what about Joey, who's away in Fiji at the minute?
Your man.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Well, I wonder if he's been asked to go back.
He's got a position in the media that's going beautifully.
Well, at Fox and here.
Yeah.
Going well. But what about BJ?
BJ Goddard.
Yes.
He might. Dipping his toe into the coaching.
Jamie Cripps, who's over. Is it Jamie over there at Port Adelaide, the list manager?
Cripper.
Yeah, who played for the Saints. So it'll be interesting
to
see.
Get the band back together, you think?
Well, yes, Jim. I reckon a couple of those St Kilda former greats might come back.
I see. McWalter at Richmond
as
well.
Yes, that's the other one. Yes, good.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Fred played a game at footy, sort of a rep game at footy at RSCA Park on the weekend.
Yeah.
The surface there is like Royal Melbourne's greens.
Magnificent.
It's unbelievable how good that played, because it used to be a dump.
Well, it used to be. Yeah. And they spend a lot of money. And they only play AFLW there. They don't play any cricket.
No cricket. But also they use it, obviously, as a training facility for the AFL team in the winter. But, Bill, it was superb.
Magnificent.
So they got a great facility for Ross the Boss to work at.
Oh, it looks like he's...
I think so. Sounding like it.
Okay.
No.
Cricket. Sheffield Shield, Western Australia, all out for 466. Yes. That's a nice first innings, Jim. But having said that, Victoria going well. None for 56. Bukowski, Jim.
Yes.
Not out 16. And Marcus Harris, 37, not out there.
Come on, our man.
Yes, exactly. Pat Cummings will take over the captaincy of the Australian one-day team.
Yes.
So now he's the captain of the Test team and the one-day team.
Yes. Pat Cummins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat Cummins. And Aaron Finch, of course, stepped down from that. Yep. And he'll captain the T20 for the World Cup. And then he would probably give that away, you would have thought, Finch's.
Yep, maybe. I
haven't said that.
Maybe he hasn't said he will.
No. But having said that, he made 76 there
the
other night.
Batted very well.
Kane Richardson, 4 for 30. They lost 4 wickets in 4 balls last night, the Aussies. They were home and
home. They were, walking in.
Exactly.
What about Marcus Harris exiting the ground a few years ago from a test match, and we're waiting for a car, and the window comes down on the bus, and he gives it the, Jimmy, get me on the rush hour.
Get him on. He likes to come on.
He loves it. I look around there, stupid Marcus Harris Bush, looking out the bus. He loves the rush hour.
Well, speaking of the rush hour, another one, Peter Siddle.
Yes.
He's been getting some wickets still for Tassie. How old is he, Raps?
38. Mm-hmm.
I think he's older than that.
He is. Still eating bananas?
Probably. Don't know.
Chompers?
Yeah. Hey, there's a new lot of boys in town regarding the World Cup, Jim.
What did that mean?
Well, there's a new team. Yesterday was that team from South Africa away. This time it's the Scottish.
Ripped out a bit of wet.
No, as Hose said. So Scotland defeated the West Indies by 42 runs down in Hobart.
You actually can't believe that, can you?
You can't. You cannot. What's happened to the West
Indies? Well, the West Indies won it. Remember the name. Not that long ago.
Exactly.
With the best
T20. Remember the name!
There it is. Carlos Brathwaite.
So today's games, Jim. Midia.
Whoa!
Is playing the Netherlands. Guess where they're playing right now?
Where?
Down at the home of cricket. The home of the Premiership Cup. Cadinia Park. They're down there.
Well, that'll do. Is that the end of the rappy?
What else? Oh, golf is going to be shown on Channel 9, Jim. The PGA
and the
Australian Open on Channel 9.
Is that at GMHBA as well?
But you can watch it down there.
All right. Fat's old topics brownless next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I reckon I'm being paid unders.
This caught my attention, Jimmy boy. Yes. Wow-wee. A whale's penis has been washed up on a Queensland beach.
What the hell?
A Queensland woman was walking along the beach. She got on TikTok of this disgusting discovery she made at Magnetic Island. Have a listen.
Here's a new one. What the f*** is that? It is massive. Look, that's my foot. It's like the size of my leg. Disgusting,
Jim.
Disgusting.
A bit of pominer, I think, there. People commented and said it might have been a human leg or an arm, but no. Marine biologists got involved, Jim.
Yes.
And they said, it's a whale's dick.
A whale's
dick. I'm just quoting, unquote. Well, that's unquote, unquote.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up, rabbits.
No, okay, then.
It's a whale's dick. And apparently the males fight and they bite each other's things off.
Oh, no.
And then they just wash up on beaches all around the world.
Bite each other's things off.
So the boys have a blue and go chomp. Have a look at it.
Boys have a blue and go chomp.
I reckon he's bitten off more than he could chew.
Oh, my God. All of that build-up was for that, was it? That one little payoff.
No,
just there.
Well, they're not meat-eaters, really, are they?
Well, I don't know, but it looks like an arm, looks like a leg. So, hence, 133353.
Here's what are you going with?
What have you found on the beach? Unusual.
Oh, I don't know.
What have you found on the beach? A lot of things get washed up.
Do they?
And I don't want anyone ringing up with a whale's penis, please. Right. We've had that.
All right.
No more whales.
Probably won't get any more of them.
Well, they probably won't.
Yeah.
But what have you found on the beach? Unusual. Anyway,
Rabsy.
A double pass for Australia versus England at the MCG. Catch the ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Melbourne. Tickets at t20worldcup.com.
You know what people find? Bottles. And they've got messages in them.
Messages in them.
They have. Bill. They have.
Right.
How many people do you know it's found a message,
message
in a bottle?
In a bottle.
Seven.
Seven. Come out with the number seven.
Seven.
Yeah. Oh, it could have been 11 or four, but no.
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
And a genie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 133353, ring us now. What's washed up on the beach? Unusual.
Have the phones gone down?
I don't know that anyone's...
What have you found on the beach? Unusual.
Wow, that's Rizzi from Frankston.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Branded me Jing.
Right now we're asking, what have you found on the beach unusual? Double pass to the T20 World Cup to win and a $200 athlete's foot voucher.
Because a lady up in Queensland was walking along the beach and she found a whale's penis.
Wow.
Wow. Mm.
Which, right. So, and then the marine biologist said that the males fight each other and just bite them off.
All righto. So Brian's on the line there from Moorabbin. Bryza.
Brian.
Hey, just in the interest of science and spreading knowledge.
Yes.
The whale's old fella is actually called a dork.
A dork? Oh,
that's where the word comes from, yeah.
That's what I call Jim.
Yeah, a dork.
It's funny that, yeah.
Brian, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Righto. Oh, wow. So I didn't find anything on the beach. No. He's just
trying to help us out, though.
Pulling you up on your pronunciation.
Yeah, I like that. It's called a dork.
Righto. Wally.
Wally. Hello, Wally from Port Douglas.
Yes, Jim. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm
what
good.
Have you found on the beach?
I was only about 10 or 11 years old, and I went down near Cape Botway.
Yeah.
And there was this 3 foot tall, bright red octopus
climbing
across the rocks. I absolutely shit myself and took off.
3 foot tall, bright.
3 foot tall.
Bright red octopus.
Yep, and it was making this noise from its tentacles and suckers going across the rocks.
Oh.
I nearly crapped myself.
Oh, you did.
He took off, Bill.
Had you been drinking, Wally?
I was only 10, Bill.
Bill, you're 10. Right.
Well, I've never seen a 3 foot tall.
I reckon he'd been drinking.
I
10 years of age.
Scary movies or something, Wally had been.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Well, stay there, Wal.
Mm.
Like that. Ben?
Strathfield say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, how you go, boys?
Good. Ben, how are you?
Yeah, not bad.
What did you find on the beach which was a bit unusual?
Well, I didn't find it. My son's girlfriend, she's over in Costa Rica at the moment on a turtle rescue program.
Oh, yeah?
And on the day off, she was walking along the beach with a friend and found two big bricks of cocaine washed up.
Oh, bricks?
Wow.
This only happened last week, so it's apparently going viral on one of those TikToks or Instagram or whatever.
What'd she do with them?
Well, I'm not sure, but apparently there's a mad rush of people running along the beach at the moment.
She's on a super yacht now, just cruising around.
Two bricks. That's two bricks. Big bundles,
bloody
I think,
hell,
Jim.
Bill.
Right. And they're big ones, not your normal little size bricks. They're huge.
They'd be worth a bit.
Well, Benny, stay there.
What would you do if you found that, Jim?
We'll probably find the nearest constabulary and say, I probably need to deal with these.
All right.
I'd find
Tala O'Brien. I'd say, do you want to buy these, bro?
What?
Little Chapo. Reese is there in Frankston. G'day, Reese.
Because you're saying Brian looks
Brian
like Al
looks
Chapo.
Like Al Chapo.
He might want to buy.
Right, okay. Well, hello, Reese.
Reese.
Boys, how are we?
Going well, Reese. How's your day?
Yeah, it's been great until, you know, yesterday I had a bit of an issue. Had a great day. Went for a walk along the beach. And I'm sorry, guys. Well, you guys might find it funny, but not Bill. Bill, I found out your radio career had washed up on the beach after yesterday's efforts.
Reesey with some gold. Is that all? What happened to all those other ones?
Not a mountain of callers.
Adam? I want to put him across. Put Adza across. Oh, there he is, Adza. Hello, Ad. Welcome.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Going well. What did you find on the beach unusual?
Well, my son found an old cricket bat covered in barnacles.
Oh.
And the kids played with it on the beach all day. That's not unusual. But at the end of the day, he launched the cricket bat back into the water over the waves. And then the next day, we went to another beach, like over 10 kilometres away, and there was that cricket bat washed up on the beach.
Oh.
We couldn't believe it.
No. So,
yeah.
Barnacles on it.
Barnacles. Mm. Might have been yours, Jim. Never
Chris Devereaux.
Chris Devereaux.
Yeah, had barnacles on it.
Don Bradman's or something, being washed up in the water. What kind of bat was it?
Oh, just an old cricket bat. Had, like,
county?
No rubber handle on it. Yeah, big old cricket bat.
An SS?
What about Bill just threw the glass at the girls?
Oh.
What about Adam? Him bring him across?
What about Matt? What about Matt from Carrum Downs? Oh, there's Matty. Hello, Matty. Welcome to the show.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Bill's show.
Hey, thanks, boys.
What did you find on the beach unusual?
There was a World War II bomb. I was reaching down the Navy base at Cerberus. Someone was walking their dog and spotted it washed up. So, boarding off the area, the Army had to come, bury it in the sand, put a detonator in and blow it up.
Wow. Sheepers.
So that's what you should do. If you come across a bomb, clear the area and call in the experts.
Yes, yeah, that's what you need to do.
Yep.
Righto.
And then...
Don't go take a name for a souvenir.
No, well, some people do. Got in the garage.
I wouldn't have thought, Bill, not as your World War II.
Did it make a big dint?
Yeah. You big hole, like you could nearly see to China. That's how they
have a listen to you.
He reckons he can see to China, Jim.
Oh, Bill.
Anyone else we can bring across?
I don't reckon he's swinging anyone else across.
No.
He might have found you in Fiji, you reckon?
Yeah, my speedos. Oh, that good topic.
Right. Not bad topics. So where are you?
We only had four and had to add a couple. Oh, what about Wally? Is he still there?
Yeah,
Wally reckons he's still there.
Yeah, I'm here, boys.
Oh, there he is.
What did you find again, Wally?
Octopus, Bill.
How big?
3 foot.
And what colour?
Bright red.
Right, and you'd been drinking.
No. Do you listen?
No, Wally, he doesn't.
Wally, you've won yourself a $200 Athlete's Foot voucher. Fititude, your physical and mental best with the perfect fit from the Athlete's Foot. Now that's fit.
Oh, Wally.
Yeah, I need it for my mental health.
Good work.
You need it when you're chasing that
bloody
octopus.
Good. Athlete's Foot, fantastic.
They are magnificent. I used to work there.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. Actually quite good. They put you on the running machine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have Louis Arch.
Ben, you're from Strathfield, so.
Yeah, Ben should get something because his son's girlfriend found
and
the bricks.
Got the colour bricks.
Yep.
What do you got, Reps?
You've got a double pass to Australia versus England, the World ICC Men's T20 World Cup match on the 28th of November at the MCG.
Well done. Great stuff.
Good work, Benny.
Thanks, Ben.
I like it.
That's it.
All right, some feedback coming.
Good topic.
Some of Hose Mary's best.
She back.
Yeah, from yesterday.
Not too far away.
And a chip shortage, apparently.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Is that the end of the rappy?
Yeah, I've run out of news.
Oh, really?
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
Oh, now I love this feedback.
Rosie Walton.
Because a very bad day for Bill yesterday.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know where to start, but let's start with today pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about this yet.
No.
Sometimes you need to share things with other people because they're so disturbing.
Yes.
And you need to share that load.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you – oh, you were there, Rabs, when we were all sitting around at our desks and Bill had been wandering around asking Lumo and other people, how do I deal with his flaky skin? Because he's been, quite
– oh, my God.
I've been sunburned.
Sun-kissed and he's now a bit flaky. Oh, yeah. So he sat next to me at my desk moisturising his guts and his boobs. The video will be on Triple M Rush Hour.
No, that's not right.
And I haven't been authorised that, by the way.
So I haven't just been authorised.
Can I put that online?
No.
Yes.
You can't do that.
It's already up.
I'm going to go and see Grant. I wanted all of you land. But no one calls it that anymore.
All of you land.
No, oil of you land.
Yes.
Remember it's we used to call
it oil of Olay.
Why did it change?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
No, I actually don't
anyway,
know.
Whitney gave me her nice cream, her hand cream. Yes. So I feel a lot better.
Have you got any left?
No. Went on the guts.
Used it all. Yes.
On Instagram, Michael Uzo has pointed out something that I don't think any of us heard yesterday. At the time, during the second part of his laughable joke yesterday, says Michael, poor, did Bill say elderly?
A policeman pulled over an elderly lady the other day while she was knitting, Jim.
He did.
Good
he did
pick say. Up by
not
Uzo
elderly,
and
not
Coke.
Elderly.
Uzo and Coke.
Which gets us to...
I had a mate used to drink Uzo and Coke.
Terrible.
It stank.
Oh. Terrible drink.
Couldn't...
Centerfold loves it.
Be anywhere near him.
Your old man.
Loves it.
No. Really?
Mm. Come on.
Who's no.
You're better than that, Ryan.
Yuck.
Brian, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Gary.
Gary. Brian from Mary Ryan.
Ryan. from Facebook, Jeff Calder said, I'm suing Bill, just bit half my tongue off laughing at him trying to say Namibia. I think he bit half his tongue off trying to say it as well.
Same word himself.
Mm, Ethan Ward spoke to us on Instagram saying, Bins must have left what's left of his brain in the overhead storage on the plane.
Did? On airlines?
Not, and you're only in economy too, so he wouldn't have a lot of room.
Economy's okay, Jim. Some of us fly that.
How'd you go for room up top?
That was good.
Really?
I had me whole overhead luggage thing. Keep going, Rose, you're on fire.
Matt Pomeroy said, I'll give Bins $40 if he can say Namibia. Keep your money.
Namibia.
Okay. Aldrin Pagoli, who we love,
regular.
Instagram, says, please do an idiot file or idiot song combining Bill's butchering of Azerbaijan and Namibia. So it's got Maddie in the booth to do something like that, but he's included some other areas.
It's already now.
We might need to hear.
Already? The team of the moment at the Minia.
Oh my God! What the hell?
Well, you're
what is this?
At the minute, is Namibia?
No!
Ukraine.
ROC, yes.
Then Brazil, and then Azerbaijan.
So they train at Coburn. They train in a whole different place.
Coburn.
No, it isn't. It's Coburn.
How do you spell it?
I lived in the joint for 20 years. It's called Coburn.
How do you spell it?
I don't care how you spell it.
No,
it's pronounced Coburn.
Jim, how do you spell it? That's a question.
No.
C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
That's cock to me. B-U-R-N. Burn. Worcestershire.
What?
Worcestershire.
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 What was the reference to Yabba Dabba Doo?
It was something about Abba Dooby Dabby or whatever it's. Now, this is a video from the pro fishing tournament in Ohio.
O's.
Hard word to say.
That could have gone forever.
It could have. But Maddie didn't have long enough to prepare it in its full
capacity. Got other things to
capacity.
Do.
Rebecca or Judd told me that.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yes.
There you go.
Well done, Hose.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No, that's not correct, Jim. Don't be saying that. That's inflammatory. Now, Jimmy boy, you had a big night last night.
Valedictory dinner last night.
You're all dressed up.
It's my third one. I'm going to end up going to five.
They're all the same?
200, because there's co-ed.
Yes.
I reckon close to 200 year 12s.
200?
So, Bill.
That's a long night.
By the time they all got up.
Mm-hmm.
To receive their...
What do they get?
It'd be actually beautifully presented, like a file with a photo of the year and then of them, and they actually did it very, very well.
Yes.
So that was what they received. Oh, they got a commemorative tie. So they did that very nicely. But 200, all up to receive individually, then the prize winners...
Yes.
Then the staff thanks.
Oh, yes.
And then any other
speakers. Any other speeches saying
there was,
you young people.
So, Bill, halfway through the night, air conditioning stops working.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Audio system not loud enough anyway, so you're straining to sort of hear.
Mm-hmm.
Patients in the room wearing a little bit thin towards the end. I'm talking about
nice wine.
I'm talking about kids' patients.
Was it a dry night?
Yeah. I'm talking about kids' patients.
No, your patients. That's
so,
what you're talking.
So the kids, because they started getting a bit bored.
You're talking about yourself.
And they're starting to just not hear properly, and they're starting to get a bit of a chortle up at the table.
It's about them, nothing to do with you.
No, of course it isn't. I'm sitting there very quietly, very respectfully.
No, you're not.
While they're having the valedictory speeches.
Do you have a wine?
And the dinner.
No wine. No wine? Rubbish. It wasn't a dry night.
So all points all points bulletin to anyone having a valedictory dinner at any school from today onwards. There has to be alcohol available.
No wine.
That's the only way they can be tolerated.
No beer.
Nothing.
Not here.
Diet Coke.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, I know.
What kind of joint you're
running? Well, I don't know. But, Bill, there was a question that was being asked around every single table in the whole place.
Oh, wow. Bill. Sucked in. That's all I say, sucked in.
And then they brought out these very good-looking wine bottle. So we thought, hello.
Oh, we'll open one
so
of
we thought halfway through. Nice. They might have just said, look, this is probably a bit rich.
Yeah.
Probably should bring them out to every table. So out it came.
And?
Sparkling water.
Oh.
Out of a wine bottle.
Sucked in. I love that. So you, how long? Maybe 3-4 hours?
It was a good four.
4 hours? Boring. Couldn't hear.
No, not boring.
Oh, no,
they're
sorry.
Not boring, Bill.
Couldn't
because
hear.
The kids are brilliant. And
no air con.
No, but the air con shat itself.
Yeah. And no.
And you couldn't hear properly.
Couldn't
and,
have a little sip.
No tipple.
So my valedictory was a dry night as well.
What is that?
So my parents, it was at a venue in the city and underneath was a bar.
Centerfold.
And a few of my mates said, well, you know, we're all 18. Let's go downstairs and get a drink.
Yeah.
Our parents stayed up. Anyway, we're drinking a beer. I see my mum walk into the bar, points me out in front of all my mates, goes, if I can't have a drink, you can't have a drink.
Oh, no.
Get your sorry ass back inside.
Dragged you in.
Dragged me back in. And one of the teachers was with us and says, you don't let him forget what just happened.
Well, I can't remember where the eldest son went to school with Will Beasley.
Yes.
Who's Beasley's young bloke.
Yeah.
And they had the valedictory dinners in those days were in the house they were in.
Mm-hmm.
So not in the whole school.
Yeah.
So there was less numbers there. But it was up the road. It was up King's Road, but up the road a bit higher, you know, into the sort of north of Melbourne bit.
Yeah.
So at the end of it, the boys have said, well, they're all 18. So I said, well, we'll get out and have a bit of a look around.
And?
With Beezer.
Oh, with the old man.
Spearmint rhinoceros.
Oh. Took the kids there.
Taking them into the no-no.
Took them to the spearmint.
Oh, come on, Beezer.
Oh, Beezer.
What the hell? Never been right since, Jonathan.
No. And neither is Beezer. Neither is Beezer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Didn't you get engaged?
No.
Oh.
No. You know I didn't, idiot. But
I'll give you a cricket update, Jimmy boy. Western Australia made 466 first innings at the Junction Oval.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, none for 85, Jim.
Yes.
Sikorski, 25. Marcus Harris, 56. So that's a nice little partnership they got going there.
It is.
Also, Pat Cummins is named captain of the One Day
international team, yep.
Yeah, and it was interesting. He was talking about having a captaincy committee.
Really?
Committee, Jim. And I'll tell you who else will be on that committee and who might be vice-captain of the Australian team, David Warner.
Well, they're meeting and trying to sort out what they do with his lifetime captaincy ban. I don't understand it. He's done his time, Bill.
Yep.
That was a long time ago what happened in South Africa. For me, it's move on.
Yes.
And whether if he's the right one, Steve Smith would obviously be a part of that as well.
Exactly.
Important when you're a bowler that you've got other eyes on what's going on because obviously you're worrying about getting your six balls delivered each over.
But the keeper's also the interesting one, so he'd be involved in that committee.
Absolutely.
But Davey Warner, you're right, I think he comes back. He comes back as a leader in some shape or form.
Hope so.
Australia, of course, play their first World Cup game against New Zealand at the SCG this Saturday, Jim. Already sold out. Gone. Sold out.
Done.
So that is good by the Aussies there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this was interesting. There's a new podcast, a cricket podcast called Willow Talk.
Yes.
Rabsy will tell you all about it very shortly. But Brad Haddon had something to say about Glenn Maxwell on the new cricket podcast called Willow Talk.
I actually never worry about Glenn Maxwell's form. He's so hard to read. The only thing I can say about Glenn Maxwell is he's also box office and he loves the big occasion. So you'll have a team meetings, you'll prepare for everything. Give Maxie a coffee, go and have a walk while having the team meeting, Glenn Maxwell. And when you come out, clear your head and just take the game on. If you feel like you need a reverse sweep, let's put the shackles off Glenn Maxwell for this World Cup. And if we do that, he can win us a World Cup.
No doubt.
Yeah, I love that.
He can get hot within game, Maxie, too. He can scratch around for about 10 balls and you watch him and think, this has gone nowhere.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he starts pumping them miles.
Exactly.
So, and I'm with Hads. We're backing him in, especially back end of the innings when the slower stuff comes on and the field goes out. He is a magician.
Plus he's fielding and yep. he bowls his offies.
No, I agree.
That's called Willow Talk with Howie. Howie does it with Hads on Listener.
On Listener every morning of the T20 World Cup. So there's already two episodes, but every morning get on the Listener app, Willow Talk with Mark Howard and Brad Haddon. Goes for about 10 to 15 minutes, so it's short, sharp, really good.
Good. Like it. Well done.
Nice.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yeah, there's a World Cup game going on now, Bill.
Namibia.
Yes. And
Netherlands.
Mm.
The Dutchies. Give us an update, please. You do it, Raps.
Namibia. All 6-1, 2-1 after 20 overs. The Netherlands, none for 44 after 5.
Oh, they're going all right, the Netherlands.
Mm.
I like them. A lot of Netherlands supporters down there at Geelong.
Oh, yeah. No, they'd be jammed in there.
They've all come out, the Dutchies. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they go to the Creamy afterwards.
They will be down there drinking. What do the Dutch drink?
Beer.
No, beer. Dutch beer, Jim. Well,
don't help him. when he starts to think.
He's going that bad. We need to help him.
There'll be a few dams bursting over there. Because they haven't got the finger in the damn wall.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to do a play on words on Amsterdam.
What shoes do they wear?
Clogs.
Okay. Well done. I didn't expect you to get that one.
Guess who's Amsterdam right now? Guess who's there? Oscar and Lucy and Patty.
Wow.
All right now.
Mm.
Dad's here.
Yeah, well, you just got back from Fiji.
Paying for
and
it.
You're not in great nick. Imagine you coming back from Amsterdam.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be in the shop front windows.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I should never, ever say anything.
In anything ever. Great vision on social media of this kid during the Scotland West Indies World Cup game in Hobart, Bill.
Yesterday.
Down the bank yesterday. Dad just trailing along behind. Yeah. And then kid got a head of steam up. And over the falls, straight over the fence.
Over the fence.
With the ball in hand. Kid would have been about 2.5. Oh. Dad came scrambling down. Head plant. Kid was fine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we don't have to worry about Imagine if mum's a bit sheepish.
Imagine if mum's watching the cricket on telly.
Bill, interesting you say that.
Oh.
Because years ago, for this great station, actually, back in the breakfast radio days, we went to New Zealand on one of those junkets. To Queenstown, middle of the year.
Oh, nice, Jim. Nice.
Cardrona. Anyway, so I took the family with me, and at that stage that was Jonathan aged about 7 and Henry aged 5.
That's it.
And up onto the hill to ski, we all went. I've never skied before in my life. Neither has Jonathan, neither has Henry.
But let me tell you, you would have been good. You would have known all about it. You know how to do it.
My ex was a decent skier. So we all go to the bottom of Cardrona where they've got the magic carpet for the kiddies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, you may as well bugger off and ski because no point you hanging around here. It was just the real beginners.
Yep.
I'll look after Jonathan and Henry. Away we go. So, Bill, on the magic carpet, Jono goes, I want a snowboard.
Yeah.
Henry goes, I want to ski.
Right.
I've got no idea what any of this looks like or means. So I go, all right, well, you can do that and you can do that.
Yep.
I didn't realise, Bill, that when you snowboard to start with, you spend your whole time face planting like that kid at Hobart.
Oh, dear.
You just fall over all the time.
Righto.
So Jono's 7 and it's hard down the bottom because every bloody skier finishes his run there and her run. So he keeps falling over, face planting, cracks it.
Ooh.
Like completely every toy out of the cot itself.
Yeah.
So I've had to pick him up and take him over to the fence. Get the snowboard off his legs. I've got no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sit him up against that fencing that stops people from falling off the mountain.
Going through it. Yes. Yep.
So anyway, and he's screaming and yelling, carrying on like a banana. So by the time that finishes and I get him sorted, I then realise that, of course, Henry's also doing the lessons on the magic carpet. So he's got this bright orange Parker on. I look around for him, Bill.
No.
No Parker.
Oh, no.
No five-year-old kid.
No Henry.
Gone.
Ooh.
No, gone.
Gone.
So at the end of the run is where you've got that big sort of rotation dairy thing that they go up on the ski lift.
Yeah.
So I can't find him anywhere.
Yeah.
He's been skiing for 8 minutes.
And gone.
I can't see him. I said to the bloke running it, I said, mate, where's the kid with the orange Parker? Don't know.
The kid with the skis.
But I said, aren't you running the school here? He goes, yeah, I am, but I got no idea where that kid is. So I then go screaming down to the lift, the bottom of the lift, and I said to the bloke behind the jump there, five-year-old kid, orange Parker, have you seen him? He goes, mate, 4,500 people on this mountain. Anyway. Bill,
you're not getting a lot of help.
I've lost my five-year-old son. Anyway, so sometimes, I don't know if this has happened to you in life, you get so panicked that you actually can't do anything.
No.
You're just stuck.
Mm.
I'm thinking, never make a mistake worse by making a second one. So I go back up to Jonathan to make sure he hasn't gone, because otherwise I've lost both.
Yeah, exactly.
And as I do that, I hear this, Dad!
Dad!
Dad! I'm like, you know, all the blood rushes back in. I'm like, thank Christ for that.
Mm.
I look around. I can't see the orange Parker anywhere. I'm looking up the mountain, looking down the mountain. I'm looking over at the red car, the black magic carpet. Then I look up.
Yeah.
Bill.
He's up there.
He's on the chairlift. Age five. Skiing for 8 minutes. Dad, he's waving at me in his orange Parker as he's going further and further up the mountain.
So what did you do?
I got no idea if it's a black run, green run, pink run. I don't know anything about the bloody sport. I'm thinking he's just going to get off up the top.
100 mile an hour.
100, Bill. So I'm thinking I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. By the time I grabbed anyone, he's miles up. And he's 40 foot off the ground, never been on there before, wouldn't have a seatbelt on or anything.
No.
So the worst is going through my head. I'm waiting at the bottom of this run, looking up. All these people are skiing down past me, abusing me because I'm standing in the middle there just with my boots on. Get out of the way, you an idiot, and all sort of stuff. Finally, I see this red Parker coming, orangey red Parker coming down, and I'm thinking he hasn't got any poles. He's going to learn how to ski. 5 years of age.
No poles.
So he can't, all he's got is the skis on his legs. That's it. He's got no idea how to steer or stop or anything. So he's screaming down at a million miles an hour. Only way he could stop was leaning back and bouncing his ass and back on the snow. Anyway, so he finally got to me, still doing 1,000 miles an hour. I've grabbed him.
Yeah.
And then I've ripped him over next to his brother, and I've taken the bloody skis off him and set him up against his fence. And my heart's screaming. I looked at him. I said, Henry, never, ever, ever again are you doing that. And he's gone, yeah, but Dad, it's the best fun ever. You should, right at the top. It's just amazing. And the view's incredible. And I'm like, I said, just sit there and shut up. And anyway, I said to him, more than never, ever do that again. When your mother arrives here at some stage.
Yeah.
Shit never happened.
Nothing happened.
Never happened.
Just been sitting here.
We've had a good time on this carpet thing here. It's all good. No one needs to say anything. She'll swan down on her skis. Yeah. Everyone will be happy.
Yep.
So about 10 minutes later, she comes down. They're still sitting there. Yeah. I didn't let them move.
No.
She goes, whatever those bloody turns are up next to us. And how's everyone here? I said, good, good. We're good, good, good. Good.
Aren't we, kids? Good.
Good. Jonathan still cracked the bloody sad, so he's not saying anything. Henry looks at her and goes, Mum, I went on the chairlift.
Oh, no, shut up.
She just looked at me and went, you and I have got to have a talk.
But he had the best day of his life, Jim.
I've never been more terrified. Mm. Well, what do you do in that situation?
Well, because if you leave that one, you got
the other one's bugging.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and I can't catch him on a bloody chairlift anyway.
There's no worse feeling as a parent when you lose one of your kids at a shopping centre or at the snow or whatever.
Well, at the snow,
no. Worst feeling ever.
And then he lagged me to his mum. So he can bugger off.
So you're not a very good dad.
No, I wasn't on that occasion.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You had enough or were you still going?
I think Jose had enough about 5 minutes ago.
Right now we're talking to a man who, well, he might have done one of the best good on you mates in history.
Good on you, Coco.
Good on you, Jim.
Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
It is extraordinary what this young man's done. Jim. 23 years of age, he's run from Cottesloe Beach in Western Australia to Coogee in Sydney. That is as far as you can run in this country.
Is it?
From one point to another.
47 days, 3,952 Ks on foot, Jim.
And
raise $1.5 million for charity. He's on the line, Ned Brockman. Welcome to the Rush Hour, and good on you, mate.
Thank you, fellas. I've got two things for you. I ran to Bondi and I've raised 1.75. So,
oh,
two little
what
facts.
What the hell am I getting here?
Bondi. Now,
that's bloody good effort, mate. Now, did
you? Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
At what time did you think to yourself, this is the stupidest idea I've ever come up with?
I think about day 15 when I had maggots growing, running around in my toes. So, not the stupidest decision of my life. It's probably the greatest decision of my life getting it done. And yeah, I'm finally here being able to speak to guys like you. It's incredible.
How do you have maggots?
Long story short, toenail came off. There's a lot of flies in the outback of Australia, and obviously one settled in. And 4 days later, I had a few things crawling around. So,
you know what the worst thing? I'm a bit chubby. Chafe would have got me, I reckon, about day two, mate. How'd you go with that?
Well, after about day 10, I reckon I lost about 8 kilos, so there's no worry about my thighs touching anymore, but a bit of body glide, no worries.
But you are an extraordinary runner anyway. Mm. You ran 50 marathons in 50 days a few years back for Red Cross, so it's obviously something you're bloody good at.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, that was the first year I kind of started running, and the back end of start of 2020, I actually took up running to lose weight, and then the back end of 2020, I ran the 50 marathons in 50 days. It was obviously a bit of a giant leap in terms of kilometres. But, yeah, I just loved the idea of thrashing myself and seeing what the body was capable of. And, yeah, fast forward to now and we've just crossed the country in 46 days.
Just keep showing up. I love that. But you got to be mentally tough because there's obviously some days, you know, when you're 20 days in, as you said, you wake up and you said, no, I'm done. This is just too hard. How do you do it?
You just quit tomorrow. The next day you say, I'll quit tomorrow.
Yep.
And you just get through. So each day I never thought of the immense amount of kilometers. It was always just, okay, get 100K done today, mate. Get 100K. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that in 20K blocks. How are you going to do that? You're going to do it in 5K blocks. So every time, you know, I got in my head, I just went, no, just do today. And then every 5 days is another milestone. And then all of a sudden we're hitting the borders and then we're hitting halfway and then we're hitting the next border. And yeah, it's small goals until, you know, you're finally almost there. And then we finally got to Bondi yesterday.
What was the worst bit? Like as in topography? We're talking the Nullarbor, which I have driven across and it is flat and boring. There's nothing there.
Temperature.
What was the worst stretch?
It's hard to pinpoint one because there was quite a few like really bad times. When I was severely injured, that was really hard. I had severe tendonitis in my shin, which I had to go and get an injection for, which I had to drive a 28-hour round trip throughout. So, yeah, I've had 2 days off and a few smaller days. So to get 46 days was pretty hectic. But I think, the Nullarbor was pretty crazy because of the headwinds. I had 50K headwinds and there's just no trees. So I was running a foot behind the camper van just to get out of the headwinds. But even then it was like running into a brick wall, so...
Mm. And what about the other traffic on the road? Because obviously the Nullarbor, there's road a heap train, of road trains and stuff. So how did you go with that?
Absolutely, yeah. It was terrible because obviously a lot of these South Australian roads, they don't have shoulders. Mm. And there's the camber on the road is just terrible. You can't run on it. So I'm running up against a truck that's obviously clearly doesn't want me there. And some of them are 50 metres long. And in a headwind, if it's coming towards you, it dead set sucks you into the truck. So you got to stay well away. And sometimes I'm just bracing, putting my hands over my head and just trying to survive. But I was about 70 kilos at the end of it. So they were almost taking me halfway back to Perth.
What'd you start at?
I was 82 when I started and I'm now 71.
There's something for old fat.
Oh, I know.
If you ever run for another 50 days, it'll be 50 kilos, I reckon.
Yeah, that's what I should do. Tell us about the 90 mile straight. Is that?
Yeah, it was done in a day and a half. I was pretty happy with that.
And it is straight?
Yeah, it's pretty straight and flat and not much out there. it was pretty it was pretty good. Over in a blur, just like the whole run, to be honest. I started 45 days ago. I blinked and I'm here.
I can't. Have you ever driven the...
No, another ball.
So, Ned, I don't know whether you're able to stop and see this, but there's one bit I remember where the bite is actually only about 100 metres from the road, and if you fell asleep at the wheel, you'd literally drive straight over the edge. It's like right there.
Yeah, it was. It's stunning. That was one of a big milestone for me, just to be able to see the water. Like, you know, you've gone through this crazy vast country and then you've hit this water and it was just holy crap, and all of a sudden we're in South Australia, but absolutely beautiful. And yeah, I'm very keen to reflect. You know, we're only 12 hours or however long from finishing, so I'm very keen to reflect and be able to look back on all this and be excited.
All right, I want you to hang on because we need to talk about the entourage, Bill. There would have been lots of assistance on the way through
and his diet.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want a bin at my desk. And the other thing, Jim,
yes,
I don't ask for more, much. I just want...
We're joined by an absolute legend and local hero, Ned Brockman.
Brocky, he's a tradie from Forbes, Jim, which is just unbelievable. He said, no, I'm going to do this, ran from Perth to Sydney.
It's unbelievable.
And finished about yesterday. But your diet, please. I saw party pies, I saw scones and jam and cream. What else was the diet?
Mate, each day was quite... pretty regular, so I'd have two bacon and egg rolls in the morning. I'd have oats at 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd have two bacon and egg rolls. And then the next break was an apple turnover and a ham and cheese croissant.
Oh, nice.
And then the next one was an apple turnover and a ham and cheese croissant, and probably an ice cream.
Yeah.
And then at 80K was just a heap of pancakes with a lot of butter and maple syrup. And then as soon as I'd finished, it'd be a chocolate milk and then a snitty... chips and veg for dinner. So
I was burning
9.5 to 10,000 calories a day. So you can't even put that back in, and hence why I lost the 11 kilos. But it's going to be good to eat and not have to run and burn energy.
That is brilliant. We've got audio of the finish line here, mate. I don't know if you've heard this, but if you have, you can hear it again. It's amazing. That
North Bondi.
North Bondi. People everywhere, including our own Hamish Blake.
Oh, I saw that. He jumped on.
Jesus, celebrity admirer from the top shelf, Ned.
The great man. Yeah, no, it was by the time I got halfway through that tunnel, it got to a level of noise where it doesn't get any louder, and it was piercing. I had to block the ears, and yeah, it was incredible.
And you let out a huge scream there just before the line, didn't you? Just, it's done, it's over. Was that?
Yeah, I think I let out a scream probably three times a day minimum.
Yeah.
So it was just another addition to the final piece. But yeah, it was a very elation. You know, it was just really good to feel.
And you did a shoey.
Yeah, that was forced. It flew. I just went, whatever, you know, let's get it done.
I like that. Yep.
Hey, now the team. Always. How many were with you the whole way through?
Yeah, so I had my mum and dad, my girlfriend, and a photographer and a videographer the whole time, and good mates, and had a few in and out ring-ins, but yeah, they were solid the whole time, just without fail, solid as a rock, just incredible. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
So our idiot mate Shane Crawford, who we love, years ago on the footy show, which we all used to do, I think ran from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Adelaide to Melbourne.
Adelaide to Melbourne, and a whole lot of people joined him along the way. And ran like legs with him. Did you have that happening?
I had a lot of people wanting to do that, but for me, running 100K a day alone is just, you know, it's the biggest head game. So to have people that I don't know run with me and have to start conversation, it was just going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's not something that I wanted to do. So I called it early and said, no, running with me.
Fair enough. Did you have a masseuse?
Yes, I had a physio. That was another bloke. He was with us the whole time.
Have to.
Incredible. Just... the way he treated me, not even just the way he talked to me, saying, you'll be all right, even though I had severe injuries that would have sidelined most people. He's like, yeah, you're all good, mate. Just strap her up and on, get on with it.
So, Ned, the one thing as you're running this far, 3,952 Ks, is there one thing when you got it finished that you had to do? Mm. And that was your driving thing that when I get to the line, I'm going to do X?
Not really, to be honest. I don't know. It's just been the most, it's a surreal. The fact I'm even talking to you guys now is just mind blowing. Like I honestly felt like a week ago I started it and we're here now. And yeah, as I said, I'm just keen to reflect and then I'll probably answer that question. But for right now, I'm just keen to just submerse myself in it.
Maybe a haircut?
Nah, I reckon we'll re-bleach. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, the blonde mullet.
I don't want to look like you, mate.
Well, no, that's very well said.
Well said.
Where are you going now? Is it from California to New York? Or what are you biting off?
Go back
I'm
to
not
Forbes.
Telling you blokes, but we'll work something out.
What about going back to Forbes? You'll be treated like a hero there.
Yeah, I might run Sydney to Forbes, but I'll keep it on the down low this time.
Yeah, no, I don't reckon you will.
And Puma, your great sponsors, looked right. How many pairs of shoes did you go through?
I went through... well, quite a few, to be honest, because as I said, the camber, my left side of my shoe was just burning out every 300, 400 Ks. So, you know, do the math, 10, 12 pairs.
Yes, that's about 10 pairs, I reckon. That's the math there. Yeah, hey, good on you, mate. This is fantastic.
Now, you can still donate, by the way.
Oh, to the charity. Yeah, tell us about your charity, yes.
Yeah. So, Mobilise, the goal was to raise $1 million for the homeless. And, we've raised 1.75, which is just... mind-blowing. So many people got behind it. Over 10,000 donors. So it wasn't any big ones. It was all just 20s, 50s, 100s. And it's just been mind-blowing to see, and the difference that will make in a lot of people's lives is just monumental.
So nedsrecordrun.com. Get on, yep. And you can still donate.
Yeah, 2 days.
How good?
2 days, Ned.
Every now and then, yeah. Double D.
Double D, double N, mate. Doubles.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know. Dad went with it. I'm not complaining. It's pretty unique.
No. Well, mate, you can do whatever you want, Ned.
It's your bloody oath. You can now. Australian of the year you're about to be. Yeah. What is your background, Ned? Were you a rugby player, or what did you do as a kid prior to taking up running?
I was always out in the farm, absolutely thrashing the motorbikes and trying to get injured as much as I possibly could. And then, I played rugby and I rowed at school, but I was never in the top boats, top rugby team, but I always gave it a crack. And it was always mum and dad saying, don't stop, just keep showing up. And hence why we got through this run. It's just a matter of, you know, building this base and finally, yeah, getting there.
Well, at a time in all of our lives, Bill, where resilience is hard to come by in a lot of young people.
With young people, exactly.
For this young man to achieve this is quite simply extraordinary. Mm. Well done. Every single accolade that's coming your way, Ned, you have deserved. And you've raised an incredible amount of money for a really good cause.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it so much.
Well done, Ned.
Ned Brockman on the Rush Hour, by the way. You can still donate nedsrecordrun.com. That's Ned's with 2 D's.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless.
Now, tomorrow, Ash Brazel in.
Yes.
And Jay-Z Clark in.
Oh, good. Still a bit going on, Jim.
Ross the boss.
And who his assistants might be. We spoke about it before, but interesting.
All right, so Jay-Z with that tomorrow, but now.
A joke.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke. Allegra Interiors, Melbourne's premium curtains and blinds retailer. For a free quote, search Allegra Interiors.
Curtains and blinds, Allegra.
Yes.
Well done to you. Actually, I got a blind joke, but I won't tell it at the minute. I'll just run it past security.
Yep, so the joke.
Righto, this is from Whitney, our producer. Righto, I brought my friend an elephant for his room. He said, thanks. I said, don't mention it. Don't mention the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Rabbits.
See? How good a joke is that?
Now, Bartholomew, there's no option for you. Not an option there.
That is weakness.
No.
I'm sick of you. Weakness.
You've come back from Fiji stinking.
No, I've been good.
Stinking like
and his jokes are bad, too.
That was from Whitney. It is.
That's rubbish.
From kind.
That is rubbish.
Oh, it's been a good chat. Tell you what, Ned was a good chat.
Thank God Ned Brockman wasn't in there.
We'll talk to him.
Seriously, that's unlistenable, that crap.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.